Okay, so you know how sometimes, like, after you've been working at your desk for hours, you just kind of feel mentally drained?
Right.
Yeah. So it turns out that our mental sharpness actually starts declining after, like, just 2 hours of sitting continuously.
Wow.
I know, 2 hours.
Seriously.
That's, like, not even enough time to get through half a workday.
Yeah, that's wild. And there's actually like a real science to it. I think we hear a lot about, blood flow and things like that. But what's going on in the brain is really key here. When we sit for too long, the blood flow to important areas that we use for thinking, like the prefrontal cortex, that's where we do our focusing and decision making,
Yeah.
that can actually slow down.
Wow. So it's like that foggy feeling isn't just, us like making it up, or it's like our desks are literally like draining our brain power. It's almost like a classic movie villain tactic, you know?
Totally. It's a good analogy. And I think what's really interesting is the scale of this is huge. The ASIC study we're looking at today actually involved thousands of people globally. So it's not just you, it's like a universal experience.
That is kind of reassuring in a way. It's like, okay, it's not just me, it's everyone going through this.
Yeah.
But the good news is that they also found ways that we can combat this desk-induced brain drain.
They did.
Yeah.
What's so cool about this is that something as simple as taking a 15-minute exercise break can actually like reverse those negative effects.
15 minutes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's doable. Like, even on the busiest workday.
Totally.
Tell me more about this experiment. This was called the desk break study, right?
Yeah, the desk break study. And it was led by Dr. Brendan Stubbs, who you may have heard of. He's a pretty prominent researcher in this field. And they didn't just look at subjective feelings, although they did measure that too. They actually looked at things like stress hormone levels and even like objectively how well people were doing on tasks.
So they were measuring stress hormones and how well people were doing on tasks. That sounds pretty intense.
Yeah, it
Oh,
was
okay.
pretty cool. They found that just taking 15 minutes to move around led to a 22.5% improvement in people's mental states.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's not just about feeling better, right? Although obviously that's very important, but it also translated into tangible outcomes.
Okay, so you're feeling better and you're doing better. Give me the details.
Well, remember that whole desk is villain analogy? So one of the things this villain does is it really cranks up our stress levels, right?
Right.
And that makes it harder to think clearly. So the study actually found a 14.7% reduction in stress hormones in the people that took these short movement breaks.
Well, that makes sense. It's like you're hitting the pause button on that stress cycle. I know, like for me, even if I'm feeling super overwhelmed at work, sometimes just a quick walk around the block can like totally shift my perspective.
Absolutely. And that shift in perspective can make a world of difference, because here's where it gets really interesting. They also found that productivity increased by an average of 33.2% in the people who took breaks.
Wait, hold on. So you're saying by stepping away from work, we can actually become more productive?
Exactly. It's not about working harder, it's about working smarter.
I like that.
You know, our brains, much like our bodies, need those periods of rest and rejuvenation to actually function at their best. And this isn't just about, like numbers on a spreadsheet or whatever. This is about how those changes actually make us feel. Did ASICS also look into that, like the qualitative findings of how these breaks make people feel?
Absolutely. Beyond those measurable improvements, people reported feeling like significantly more relaxed, more calm, and even like more resilient. Like they were better equipped to handle whatever their day threw at them.
You know, I think that feeling of resilience is so key, especially in like today's world where we're all facing so much complexity. And, just those moments of peace can make a huge difference.
They really can. Think about a time when you were facing a really tough challenge at work, maybe a tight deadline, or just like a really complex problem to solve. Did pushing through the fatigue and the frustration help? Or did taking a step back allow for a fresh perspective?
You are preaching to the choir here. I am all about those fresh perspectives. And speaking of fresh perspectives, didn't ASICS team up with Brian Cox for this?
They did.
The actor,
Yeah,
to get this message out?
they did. And they used a really interesting tactic. They used humor.
Okay.
In their campaign video, Cox actually compares a desk to an intimidating character, kind of playing on that feeling we were talking about earlier of, work draining our
That's
energy.
such a good tactic. It's like using humor to highlight this like really serious point,
Yeah.
but it makes you think about your workspace in a whole new way. It's not just a desk. It's like this character that's in the room with you. But ASICS didn't stop at just awareness, right? It sounds like they really want people to take action.
They do. They've got this whole hashtag desk break movement happening.
Okay, I love it. Tell me more.
So it ties in perfectly with World Mental Health Day, which is coming up on October 10th.
Okay.
And they're challenging people to literally step away from their desks for 15 minutes and share a photo of their empty chair with the hashtag desk break.
I love how simple and actionable that is.
Yeah.
It's like anybody can participate, no matter where you are, what your workday looks like. But it's not just about posting a picture.
Okay.
There's a deeper purpose here.
There is.
Yeah.
For every photo that's shared with the hashtag DeskBreakASICS is going to make donations to mental health charities.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So it's a chance to prioritize your own well-being, but also contribute to a really worthy cause.
That is so smart. I love that they're incentivizing this, you know, positive action with a donation. So it's a win-win.
Yeah.
You get a break, you support a great cause, and you help spread the message that mental well-being matters.
Exactly.
But, you know, it all comes back to that mindset shift that we were talking about earlier.
It does. Instead of viewing a break as time taken away from work, what if we saw it as like a vital part of doing our best work?
Right.
It's an investment in our focus, our creativity, our overall well-being. And that ultimately benefits everyone.
It's like that saying, you can't pour from an empty cup. Sometimes stepping back is the most productive thing that we can do.
Totally.
So for our listeners out there, what are some small changes that you can make today to incorporate more movement into your workday? Even just a few minutes can make a difference.
Absolutely. You know, it's really about finding what works for you and making it a habit. Maybe it's a walk during a conference call. Maybe it's a few stretches at your desk. Maybe it's just standing up to take a mindful breath. Every little bit counts.
That is a great point to leave everyone with. Find what works for you. Make it a habit. And remember, those short breaks aren't lost time. They're an investment in yourself and your ability to thrive.
I love that.
Until next time, keep diving deep, but don't forget to come up for air.
Okay, so you're feeling better. A and D doing better. Give me the details.
Well, remember that whole desk is villain analogy?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things this villain does is it really cranks up our stress levels, right?
Right.
And that makes it harder to think clearly.
Yeah.
So the study actually found a 14.7% reduction in stress hormones in the people that took these short movement breaks.
Well, that makes sense. It's like you're hitting the pause button on that stress cycle. I know, like for me, even if I'm feeling super overwhelmed at work, sometimes just a quick walk around the block can like totally shift my perspective. Absolutely. And that shift in perspective can make a world of difference, because here's where it gets really interesting. They also found that productivity increased by an average of 33.2% in the people who took breaks.
Wait, hold on. So you're saying by stepping away from work, we can actually become more productive?
Exactly. It's not about working harder. It's about working smarter.
I like that.
You know, our brains, much like our bodies, need those periods of rest and rejuvenation to actually function at their best.
And this isn't just about, you know, like numbers on a spreadsheet or whatever. This is about how those changes actually make us feel. Did ASICS also look into that, like the qualitative findings of how these breaks make people feel?
Absolutely. Beyond those measurable improvements, people reported feeling like significantly more relaxed, more calm, and even like more resilient, like they were better equipped to handle whatever their day threw at them.
You know, I think that feeling of resilience is so key, especially in like today's world where we're all facing so much complexity. And, you know, just those moments of peace can make a huge difference.
They really can. Think about a time when you were facing a really tough challenge at work, maybe a tight deadline or just like a really complex problem to solve.
Mm.
Did pushing through the fatigue and the frustration help, or did taking a step back allow for a fresh perspective?
You are preaching to the choir here.
Yeah.
I am all about those fresh perspectives. And speaking of fresh perspectives, didn't ASICS team up with Brian Cox for this?
They did.
The actor, to get this message out.
They did. And they used a really interesting tactic. They used humor.
Okay.
In their campaign video, Cox actually compares a desk to an intimidating character, kind of playing on that feeling we were talking about earlier of, you know, work draining our energy.
That's so smart. Using humor to like make that point.
Hmm.
Really makes you think about your workspace in a whole new way. Like, it's not just a desk. It's like this character that's, you know, hanging out with you.
Yeah.
But it sounds like ASICS didn't just stop at awareness, right? Like, they really want people to take action.
Yeah, for sure. They've got this whole, like, hashtag desk break movement happening.
Okay, I love that. Tell me more.
So it actually connects perfectly with World Mental Health Day, which is coming up on October 10th.
Right.
And basically, they're challenging people to just, like, step away from their desks for 15 minutes and share a photo of their empty chair with the hashtag desk break.
Okay. I love that. I love how simple and actionable it is. It's like anybody can participate no matter like where they are or what their workday looks like.
Okay.
But it's not just about posting a picture, right? There's a deeper purpose here.
Totally. Mm-hmm. For every photo that gets shared with that hashtag #DeskBreakASICS is actually making donations to mental health charities.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. So it's this really cool opportunity to like prioritize your own well-being, but then also contribute to like a really worthy cause.
Such a cool, like, I love that they're incentivizing action, you know, with this donation. So it's like, it's a win-win. You get to take a break, you get to support this great cause, and you're also helping to spread awareness that mental well-being matters. But you know what it really all comes back to is that mindset shift that we were talking about earlier.
100%. Instead of thinking about a break as like time away from work, what if we thought about it as a really important part of doing our best work?
Right.
You know, like an investment in our ability to focus, to be creative, and on our overall well-being. Yeah. And that ultimately is going to benefit everyone.
Yeah. It's like that saying, like, you can't pour from an empty cup.
Exactly.
Sometimes, like, stepping back is the most productive thing we can do. So to our listeners out there, what are some small changes you can make today to try and incorporate more movement into your workday? You know, even just a few minutes can make a difference.
Totally. I always say it's about finding what works for you and then making it a habit. Maybe it is a walk during a conference call, like you said. Maybe it's a few stretches at your desk. Maybe it's literally just standing up to take a mindful breath. Every little thing counts.
That is such a good point to end on. Find what works for you, make it a habit, and just remember those short breaks are not lost time. They're an investment in yourself and your ability to thrive.
That's so well said.
Until next time, keep diving deep, but don't forget to come up for air.